still. I think I got a bite.
Well, don't hurt him, John.
Oh, for Pete's sake, it's only a trout, Blanche. Quick, open the creel. I got him.
What's the creel?
It's the wicker basket you're wearing over your shoulder.
He won't fit in there. It's full of coffee rich.
Coffee rich? What am I going to do with this fish?
Throw him back. You know how you love coffee rich in your coffee every morning. You always say coffee rich tastes better than cream and brings out the full-bodied flavor of even my coffee.
Hold the creel still, Blanche. This trout is slippery.
And you like the lively new flavor that coffee rich gives to your morning cereal.
I know. And I like coffee rich on fruit, too. But we didn't need a whole creel full. We're only going to be here 3 weeks.
Well, coffee rich keeps 3 weeks in the refrigerator. And I'll use some to make a cream sauce for the trout you catch. I got the most wonderful recipe from my mother.
What a gorgeous thing.
Really? I didn't think you liked my mother, John.
I'm talking about the trout. Put him in your pocket, Blanche, and get back to the lodge.
That was Don Amici and Francis Langford as the Bickersons. Find coffee rich in your grocer's frozen food case in the blue and white carton.
Come on now, start it to me. Sing me a song. Let's keep the music moving. We're going strong.
Morgan here, brooding over another of those cheery reports from the Census Bureau. This week, the Census Bureau disclosed that the median age of the population of the United States is 27.7. That's the median. The average is probably lower. That's remained constant for a year now. It means if you're 27.7 years old, half the population is younger than you, and half is older. If you're over 27, forget it. Al Capp talks about youth, AIDS, and politics soon. First, here's Tom Jones and his latest. Help yourself.
Love is like candy on a shelf. You want to taste and help yourself. Things are there for you. Help yourself. Take a few. That's what I want you to do. We're always told repeatedly the very best in life is free. And if you want to prove it's true, baby, I'm telling you this is what you should do. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and they are yours. Just help yourself to the love in my heart. Your smile has opened up the door. The greatest wealth that exists in the world could never buy what I can give. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Let's really start to live. All right. Yeah. My heart has love enough for two. More than enough for me and you. I'm rich with love, a millionaire. I've so much, it's unfair. Why don't you take a share? Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and there you're. Just help yourself to the love in my heart. Your smile has opened up the door.
Are we up to the American political scene? I thought we were. It's American Political Scene 68, brought to you by American Motors, makers of the 1968 Ambassador, Rebel, Rambler, and the new Javelin. In a minute, the platform speaker will be Al Capp.
Ooh, a What a beautiful javelin. Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful javelin?
I can't tell you.
I never heard of such a thing. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
We do ordinarily, but during our Smart Buyers Convention, we're keeping the price of this specially equipped javelin a secret.
You are?
Yes, but if you can guess the mystery price, you can win a javelin free.
Oh, I just love mysteries.
And everyone who visits his American Motors dealer during the Smart Buyers Convention gets a free convention and election guide.
I just love guides.
And, of course, you can save a ton of money on any American Motors car during this summer sale.
Oh, I just love sales and cars and summer. And you.
Be sure to pick up your free convention and election guide now at your nearby American Motors dealer during his Smart Buyers Convention. You may even win a javelin. Licensed drivers 18 and over are eligible. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Now, here's Al Capp.
The Census Bureau released its annual voter participation figures this week. The highest voter participation in this country is the middle-aged group, the group the young rebels want to take over from. The lowest voter participation is the young rebel group, the 21 to 25-year-olds. And it all bears out my theory that most of our campus rebels against the system are interested exclusively in the fun of rebelling, and they couldn't care less about doing anything for or about the system. Now, although the biggest stink in all history about the necessity for changing our system has been kicked up by the 21 to 25 group, the one bunch who can't seem to generate enough energy in their systems to do anything about it is the 21 to 25 group. The middle-aged are denounced by the 21 to 25 group as being the hypocritical generation, yet the generation that keeps democratic institutions alive by their vote is the middle-aged. The generation which demonstrates only by whining, but rarely by doing, which is the essence of hypocrisy, is that 21 to 25 group. The generation which prides itself for being involved, which calls itself the involved generation, is the 21 to 25 bunch. The generation they despise for being apathetic is the middle-aged, but when the moment of truth comes on election day, it's the middle-aged who totter out to become involved in the duties of democracy, and it's the young who are too apathetic to do their duty. Yes, there is a generation gap between the young and the middle-aged, a gap of genuine love of democracy and genuine concern. And when the squawking campus bedwetters can bridge that gap, they can then consider themselves as honest, as truly involved, and as unhypocritical as we, the middle-aged, are, but not a moment before. And this is Al Capp pampering the young again.
American Political Scene 68, featuring a variety of young and old opinions and comments, was also brought to you by Newsweek magazine. Confidence is an important feeling to have these days, whether it's confidence in your congressman or in your dentist, in the car you drive. It's also important to have confidence in the magazine you read. Above all other news weeklies, you can have confidence in Newsweek magazine. Newsweek is the one news weekly that separates fact from opinion. You know where you stand when you read Newsweek, and that's bound to give you a feeling of confidence. From now on, read Newsweek, the one news weekly that separates fact from opinion. At 17 past the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
This is Helicopter 43, Frank Flynn reporting. I'm flying over the United Nations. Down further is a famous Brooklyn Bridge, and headed this way is a Circle Line yacht with a crowd of happy people aboard. You know, if you've never taken a cool 3-hour Circle Line cruise around Manhattan, you've missed the most thrilling sights in New York. In fact, the reason they call the Circle Line the Big C is because you really do see the world's greatest city in all its glory from the decks of a Circle Line yacht. So get aboard. A yacht leaves the beautiful new Circle Line Pier at the foot of West 43rd Street every half hour from 9:30 to 6 every day, including Sunday. And for $3, you'll enjoy the greatest sightseeing bargain in New York. The kids go for $1.25, so bring the family. Drive down, there's parking available. The Circle Line Pier at the foot of West 43rd Street.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Carol Lawrence sings Quiet Love.
It always seemed to me to take a try at love that it would have to be a very quiet love, a love to keep me warm and safe, a good love, a sweet love. I told myself that passion would defeat love and make it fly. And then it came my way, the love I'd waited for, and bit by bit each day I came to hate it more. A love that tore my soul apart, a hard love, a cruel love. I knew I had to turn away and lose love, or I would die. And now, once again I'm free. All my dreams have flown, and I live alone with my darling.
Scott is a full-time attorney who combines amateur tennis with professional soccer. We'll be talking to him next on Monitor Sports. Brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company.
This is Al Capp. I was reading The Romance of Transportation. I'd gotten to where it really starts rolling, the part about the wheel, where Ice Age Man says to Stone Age Man, you got rocks in your pointed head that rounding out that big flat stone, it'll never go. I looked out of the window. A fellow was coming up the walk. He didn't notice my garden hose lying across it. He tripped over it and skidded head first into my big elm tree. Well, I wasn't worried. My homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty would take care of the whole mess, and I knew that my State Farm agent was a careful, cautious guy who always took the right steps and who kept a cool head on his shoulders, so I went out to meet the guy under the tree. Oh, I'd met him before. He was my State Farm agent.
For your home and your car and your life, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Attorney Gene Scott of New York is the nation's seventh ranked amateur tennis player. He's also part owner of the New York Generals of the North American Soccer League, which meets European champion Real Madrid of Spain in Yankee Stadium on Wednesday. A report from Charlie Holmes.
Gene, how does an amateur tennis player get involved in pro soccer?
Well, in my instance, there was no connection at all formally, except that 6 months ago, a client of mine, Lewis Marks, with whom I have played a lot of tennis socially, asked me to look into the possibilities of soccer as an investment for him and a syndicate that he later put together.
Do you think that the visit of such teams as Real Madrid to this country is what will sell soccer to the American public, or will it have to be the development of American soccer stars?
I think it very definitively will have to be a combination of both. We had 45,000 people watch a touring game between Santos of Brazil and Napoli of Italy in the middle of June, which was the largest crowd ever to watch a soccer game in the United States, and I think we can combine this ethnic attraction with an American star such as a Joe Namath, I think will come a long way to having a good product.
Is attendance better this year?
I'd say the attendance is about the same as last year as far as the regular league games, but as far as the touring games, this is substantially better. As I say, we've had There have been about 15 touring games in the United States, and they've averaged about 20,000 spectators a game.
Gee, Real Madrid is the champion of Europe. I know that the Generals already have beaten Pele-led Santos team of Brazil. How would you compare Real Madrid and Santos?
Well, Real Madrid has one of the most solid defensive teams in the world, as opposed to Brazil, the Santos team, with Pele, of course. They have the most solid offense, so I'd say that when the Generals played Santos, they had an easy in to score goals, which we did, and as you know, we won 5-3. I think we're going to have a tougher time with Madrid because of their fine defense.
Let's switch from soccer to tennis. How do you feel the first few months of open tennis have gone for you?
Oh, I think they've gone very fine, except administratively there have been some stumbling blocks. The pros have not gotten their feet on the ground administratively, and this combined with the fact that the amateur officials and the promoters are having trouble negotiation-wise, there have been problems. But as far as competitively and publicity-wise, I think it's a very healthy thing, and I think it's sure to progress finely in the future.
What about the first U.S. Open Tennis Championship coming up at Forest Hills?
I think it should be one of the great spectator attractions in the United States this year. They have all the fine pros participating, combined with a lot of the great European players. Tom Acker, the Flying Dutchman's coming over, and I think we should look to the best spectator reaction we've ever had at Forest Hills.
Thank you, Gene Scott. Let's hope the Generals beat Real Madrid at Yankee Stadium Wednesday night.
Thank you, Charlie.
This is Charlie Holmes from Monitor Sports.
Now a word about Super Royal Triton. Busy stop-and-go traffic can jangle your nerves, and it can be tough on your car's engine, too. When the going gets hot because of stop-and-go traffic or fast highway speeds, soothe your engine with the amazing purple motor oil, Super Royal Triton. Super Royal Triton won't thin out under extreme heat. It stays on the job to give your car continuous protection. Super Royal Triton is so good, it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oil. It'll pay you to remember the name, Super Royal Triton.
Keep in step with Monitor.
America's in trouble today not because her people have failed, but because her leaders have failed. And what America needs are leaders to match the greatness of her people.
The one who can provide the leadership America needs, Nixon's the one. The preceding political announcement was paid for by United Citizens for Nixon Agnew.
Robert Goulet and 30 Days Hath September.
30 Days Hath September. September, April.
He used to double date because we're sisters. But alas, our dates were few and far between. Oh, how we wondered why we missed with all the misters. Until Ultra Bright came on the scene. Ultra Bright entered our lives. Now, Ultra Bright changed our whole lives. Now, all of a sudden, Cupid barrels on ping. I'm dating like mad, and I've got a ring. We're such a gruesome twosome, believe us, it's for real. Ultra Bright, give your love a sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, the kickiest taste, the freshest breath, the brightest teeth. That's sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Cornflake. In the Safford, Arizona area, your station is KATO. Wherever you're listening, stay with us. There's more. Morgan Four Monitor.
The summer of 1968, busiest in the history of motor sports. This is Keith Jackson in Los Angeles with the World of Wheels, and I'll have all the news from that fast world later on Monitor.
What NBC News is to the nation, WNBC News is to New York. Worldwide or citywide, our coverage is complete. For in-depth analysis, comprehensive coverage, and the latest details of New York's news, New Yorkers turn to WNBC. Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
Will wonders never cease? This week, a botanist reported that vitamin B12 is plentiful in thunder showers. Enough even to cure diseases caused by lack of B12. All you have to do is stand in the rain with your mouth open for 10 minutes or so. So you'll have no more worries about B12 as they carry you off to the happy farm. Monitor Music, Never My Love, Floyd Kramer.
Thank you.
is Ed Ames with All My Love's Laughter.
At our house in the bathroom. I went to wash my hair the other day, and gone were all those old shampoo bottles, and in their place, just one plastic tube. Alice, that's my wife, said from now on, this was it, a one-family shampoo. And it's a good idea. It's a concentrate shampoo made by the Breck people to be an all-family shampoo. Now, being concentrated, just a little makes plenty of lather. It's great for cleaning up a load of kids like ours. And again, being concentrated, one tube goes a long way, so you're not forever running out. Now, because it's Breck, it's a very good shampoo, full of conditioners and all that stuff. It even suits baby fine hair like my older daughter Claudia's. And it's in a plastic tube, so you don't have to worry about the little ones breaking it. So when they asked me to talk about Breck Concentrate, I was really pleased, because the whole McMahon family has checked it out, and it's good stuff.
The latest word from the Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington is that former President Eisenhower remains in critical condition. The doctors report there's been no recurrence of heart irregularities since 6:55 this morning, but that the heart irregularities remain a constant danger. The doctors also say that the former president is in full command of his senses and that he retains a keen sense of humor. Again, the latest medical bulletin on former President Eisenhower is that he remains in critical condition, but in command of his senses and in good spirits. Stay tuned to Monitor News on the hour for further details. This is Monitor. My name is Morgan.
We out in London airport in hangar number 4. A lonely little biplane left whose name was Evermore. As working days were over, no more would he sail. Upon his wings above the clouds, flying the Royal Mail.
Bye, 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 plane, once upon a sky plane.
goodbye, lullaby.
All the mighty jet planes would look down their nose. They'd laugh and say, oh, I'm so glad that I'm not one of those. And evermore would shake away the teardrops from his wings and dream of days when he again could do heroic things.
Bye, 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 plane, once upon a sky plane. Bye, bye, hush-a-bye, lullaby plane.
Then one day the fog and rain had closed the airport down. And all the mighty jet planes were helpless on the ground. When a call came to the airport for a mercy flight, 'twould be too late, they could not wait, someone must fly tonight. And he rolled a little biplane out to runway number 5. And though he looked so small and weak, he knew he could survive. And as they rose into the storm, the jets hung their wings, and they hoped someday, like evermore, to do heroic things.
Bye, 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 plane, once upon a sky plane. Bye, bye, hush, goodbye, lullaby plane.
I saw me baby bundle, I have spun a tale for you. You must learn there's nothing in this world that you can't do. I do not be discouraged by circumstance or size. Remember evermore, set your sights up in the skies.
Bye, 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 plane, once upon a sky plane. Bye, bye, hush, goodbye, lullaby plane. Bye, 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 plane, once upon a sky plane.
York, Pennsylvania, will be the site of the United States Olympic weightlifting trials later this month. We'll have a report from Olympic coach John Turpak next on Monitor Sports. Brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Car Care Program.
This is Bob Hope, complete with hard top, fast back, and bucket seat, which is pretty appropriate since I'm going to talk about an exclusive from Chrysler Corporation. It's called Customer Care, and it comes as standard equipment on every Chrysler-built car. Customer care covers more problems than a security blanket, and it starts from the time they fasten the first bolt on your brand new car. When they say they don't build them like they used to, it's a cinch they're not talking about Chrysler Corporation, because their quality control begins from the time your car is nothing more than a gleam in an engineer's eye. And everyone works with just one idea in mind, to see to it that the beauty of Chrysler-built cars is a lot more than only skin deep. And it sure pays off for both you and Chrysler. Because no matter how much the new models change from year to year, one thing at Chrysler stays the same. And that's the quality of the product. Why not sample it yourself? Try a little customer care at your Chrysler Plymouth or Dodge dealer soon.
The United States won no gold medals in weightlifting in the 1964 Olympics, but the outlook is promising for Mexico City in October. A report from Olympic coach John Turpak and Monitor's Bill Nicholas.
John, how do prospects look this year for our Olympic weightlifting team?
Well, I'm happy to say they look considerably better this year than they did in 1964 and also in 1960. We have an entirely new crop of lifters coming up for this Olympic Games, and this year we expect that we're going to get at least one gold medal and perhaps two. I would say out of about 15, a total of 15 top prospects, we'll be selecting the team. Of course, the basis of selection is entirely on the performance at the final tryouts, which will be held here in New York on August 30th and 31st.
Mm-hmm. What nation do you think will give us the stiffest competition?
Well, there will be stiff competition from four other nations, primarily in this order: Russia, Poland, Japan, and Hungary.
Mm-hmm. Russia always seems to be up there. Do they concentrate a good deal on weightlifting?
Oh, yes. They have over 200,000 competitive registered weightlifters in Russia as compared to approximately 4,000 that we have in the United States.
Where do you look strongest, John?
Well, we have two excellent prospects for gold medals. And Bob Bednarski is our number one prospect in the heavyweight class. And Joe Paleo from Detroit is the second prospect, and he is competing in the light heavyweight class in weightlifting. That's the 181-pound division.
Mm-hmm. When, actually, then, if you're going to select the participants for the Olympic team in late August, when will you begin workouts, and will they be held here in York?
Very definitely, they will be held here in York, and the team will be announced on September 1, the day after the final tryouts end.
And then the Olympics begin later in the fall. How much actual workout time will you have to get this team prepared and ready to move to Mexico?
Well, the team will have at least 6 full weeks of preparation before competition. We're scheduled to leave here on the 29th of September for Denver, Colorado, for 1 week of high-altitude training. And from there, we'll go directly to Mexico City on October 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Where we'll be quartered at the Olympic Village and prepare, do our final preparation for the competition.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, it looks very good, and we want to wish you the very best of luck with the U.S. Weightlifting team in the Olympics of Mexico City in the fall. This is Bill Nicholas with John Turpak, coach of the U.S. weightlifting team, returning you now to NBC Monitor.
Sports every weekend right here. And the music, like it is, Dean Martin, that old-time feeling.
Well, I'm sorry, but it took me by surprise to be looking in those old familiar eyes. If I'm acting funny, please don't turn away. Seeing you has brought me back to yesterday.
Again.